we are the founders of Pursuing True North.
Welcome to our Truth of the Week series, where we bring you a new Truth of the Week from the Word of God. So, this week, the verse is Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is living and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even through the division of soul and spirit, and joints and marrow, and is discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And that's the New King James Version.
And that is one loaded verse. There is probably 100 different things we could talk about just with this one verse.
Oh yeah, by far.
It's like it needs its own mini series, but we're not going to do that today.
Nope. We are going to concentrate just on the Word of God and
the weapon aspect of it, really. That it's living and powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And that kind of piggybacks off of our last week's verse about the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. So we're getting a lot of imagery about the sword as the Word of God. And I think what's really interesting about this verse is it talks about, differently than the verse even last week, about it discerns the thoughts and the intents of the heart. So that's a sword that you can use on yourself that is the verse comes alive to you when it's discerning your thoughts and your intentions.
And just how exact it is mind blowing. You know, it says that it can separate the joints and the marrow. Now, I know the marrow is like the inner part of our bones, and like our bones are kind of thin anyway. You know, you think about cutting a piece of steak, you know, at dinner. So we can't afford like the high-end steak that has no fat, but I, you know, don't like to eat the fat. So trying to cut off with just a regular steak knife just the fat and not cut off any of the meat when I cut off the fat, like, and it's basically impossible. But this says that the Word of God is strong enough, or exact enough, rather, that it can take the marrow and separate it from the bone. Like, could you? I can't even imagine being that exact in anything.
No, neither can I. Neither can I. I think it's really important also to truly believe that the Word of God that is so living and powerful is 100% accurate, too. Like, I feel like sometimes in society, people kind of pick and choose a little bit what, you know, oh, well, I believe this from the Word of God, but not necessarily this. And can you really believe it all? Because man wrote it.
Yeah. They kind of treat it like a buffet style dinner. Like, I'm going to take the mashed potatoes, but I'm not going to take the green bean casserole. Like, but exactly. No, like in this table, you have to accept it all. God's Word, which is the Bible, is true, and it is how we're supposed to base our life.
And there's quite a few scriptures to back up that comment we just made about it being 100% inspired by God. And we wrote that on the website, but we also want to challenge anyone who listens to us to go and make sure that what we're saying is accurate.
Is truth, yeah.
Is truth. Make sure, like, we're not responsible for anyone else. We're responsible for ourselves, and that we take what we're given and back it up to the Word of God and bring it to the Holy Spirit and ask for wisdom and discerning that as well.
Yeah, and just like our pastors, if any of you out there are, you know, part of a church or anything of that nature, Bible study, the best leaders sometimes can still say something accidentally that can be taken the wrong way. And that's why God makes sure that we are responsible for our own walk with God, and that we're always supposed to check any speaker, any woman like or man that you go to see speak is still human. So you have to go and make sure that what you heard and what you gleaned off of what they were speaking about all checks with the Word of God. Because there are a lot of speakers out there that will try to lead people astray just to sound intelligible or appeal to the masses. The truth of the Word of God is so important. And that's why we're doing this Truth of the Week series this year. Bring to each of you scripture that you can use in your everyday life that will help you discern what is good and what is not good and what is biblical and not biblical, so that each of you can have your own arsenal in your pocket of, okay, that person sounds like they mean good for me, but it's not. That person is actually meaning evil because this is not lining up with scripture.
Even those the voices that talk to you in your mind that come at you, this is just as important for fighting those internal voices that say things that are very contrary to the Word of God and very contrary to how God sees us, and how sometimes those same voices will get you all twisted up and heated and upset about things that if we were to just go back and fight those same voices and those same accusations and a lot of the guilt that comes in with the knowledge of the Word of God, that's our weapon. That's our sword that they're talking about in this verse, and the sword we were talking about last week, and the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We have to know. We have to know our weapon. We have to know our sword.
Yeah.
For to use it accurately and successfully.
And it goes with anything in life. Think about, you know, if you were to pick up a big old Renaissance style sword to this day, if it was sitting on the table, it wouldn't do you much good on the table, would it? If you pick it up the first time, you're not going to be good at it either then. Like, you need to practice with it. You need to get to know it. You need to handle it. You need to feel it. You need to use it. And the same thing is true with the Word of God. And the Bible may look pretty on your table, but if you're not picking it up and actually reading the scripture and getting into it, it's not going to be a good weapon for you. And you're not going to learn the truth and the beauty that God has.
The victory comes with knowing what the Word of God says, how He sees us, and we get to tear down strongholds with it. We get to we get to fight the evil that's around us and the evil that's trying to steal your joy and steal your happiness. And
I know personally, like, I have struggled on and off with self-image in my life, and it's not until I really go into scripture and find I am beautifully and wonderfully made, and God loves me, and God made me for a reason, as He did everyone. And that's how you find your true sense of self.
And your identity comes from that. Once you learn, your identity comes from Christ, and He's given us all of that identity written out in the scriptures. Our identity is in the Bible, and it's in Christ. And until we realize that, and even when you do realize it, you're still going to have those days where you wake up and you're like, for the love of everything, I can't stand what I just put on today. Why can't I find anything? There's probably a trail of clothes from my closet to my hallway currently because I struggled with that yesterday and it was all through the house. But then you go back, and the way you can use the sword of the Spirit, the way you can use the Word of God in those attacks on your mind are simply by knowing those verses you were just talking about, Jenny. And they're also written down, you know, on our blog as well for that very specific situation. We are made in God's image, and we are a chosen people. We're special possession, and God formed every inward part and covered us, and we're fearfully and wonderfully made. And when you use that scripture as a weapon against those nasty things that come into your mind and against your heart and against your identity, then you pierce the darkness with your sword, and it will dissolve. Those will go when you fight them.
Yeah.
They will try to come back. They will try to sneak in, but you just pull out your sword.
Yeah. And as long as you have that ability to defend yourself against lies, the truth of God will set you free every time.
Every single time.
It's just, it's amazing. And it hurts sometimes when I have friends that, you know, don't necessarily know that they are loved, and, you know, they don't necessarily feel the love that I now feel. It's just super sad to feel.
And that's our heart with this series that we're doing. We one of the biggest reasons we wanted to, you know, do this podcast and get together and bring you Truth of the Week is to empower you in Christ to know your identity and to fight your battles with victory. And we're still fighting. We've fought some, and we're still currently fighting them. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like the clothes would suggest in my house, that some days. And then we know we're going to have future battles. We're going to need this knowledge and this security in our weapon.
Yeah, it's an ongoing battle. Like, our lives are not cleaned up by any means. We're a few steps ahead of some and a few steps behind others.
Absolutely.
But we're
fighting.
Exactly.
We're fighting. We're picking up that sword and we're going to fight.
Yeah, and we're going to have an arsenal of the Word of God to be able to tear down any stronghold, any
higher lofty thing.
Anything that is not true, and take it down and realize what it is. And it's the lies that the enemy likes to use against us. And we just can't let it take hold, especially in this day and age. It's so easy to be easily distracted, easily
misled.
Yeah.
It's easy to get misled and let your mind just kind of take you places that you were never intended to go.
You go down that rabbit hole, almost like binge watching. Like, you watch one show and it's good, and then you keep watching and you keep watching. And not that next Netflix binge watching is bad, because, yeah, I'm guilty of that. But is the 17th show in the same day a really good thing? No, it's not. Like, you go down that rabbit hole and you don't stop yourself in time. You're like, wait a second, my kids need to be fed today.
Well, I hope we have given you guys some encouragement for your week, and that you print off Hebrews 4:12 and meditate on it with us this week as we focus on learning.
The scripture verses that we've used will be on the blog, pursuingtruenorth.com. And then there will also be a PDF quote with this week's scripture verse and last week's scripture verse, if you want that.
We are grateful that you joined Pursuing True North today. Hit subscribe and you won't miss a thing.
As always, you can find us on pursuingtruenorth.com. We would love to hear from you. hear from you guys, and we hope you all have a blessed week.